Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Rob Pizzola is a professional sports bettor based in the lovely nation of Canada. He's also the founder of the Hammer Betting Network. You can catch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show, on YouTube and all other major podcast platforms. Forward Progress dives deep into weekly matchups, betting markets, and analysis from some of the sharpest minds in the industry. And I always remind you, follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Hello, officially, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
Good to have you back. We missed you last week, but we had a Thursday night football game to deal with on this radio station. Let me start with the Dolphins, okay? I'm not going to go in chronological order here because the Dolphins play Monday night. But Dolphins and Jets Monday night, one team is going to get their first win. Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites, last I saw. Did you text us during the break, Solana, that Justin Fields had a complete practice today? So we would imagine he's going to be the quarterback over Tyrod Taylor, or we don't know still.
Unless there's any setback, he's still in concussion protocol. He went through practice today. It's trending like he will be available Monday.
All right, Rob. And does that affect the line or the pick?
It will. So you'll see a small move towards the Jets if Fields is announced in. He's considered to be better than Tyrod Taylor in the market right now. For me, I just prefer to focus on the Miami offense against the Jets defense. So I like Miami's team total over in this game. It's 23.5 right now. If you look at the Jets three games so far this season, week one against the Steelers, they made Aaron Rodgers look like prime Aaron Rodgers. Week two, the Bills moved the ball up and down the field. Last week against the Bucs were missing four of their five starting O-linemen. They were missing Chris Godwin. Mike Evans got hurt in the game. Egbuka got hurt during the game. They still ended up moving down the field, scoring 29 points on the Jets defense. This isn't the vaunted Jets defense of old. They have a lot of injuries going right now. On the defensive line, Jermaine Johnson has been out. Tony Adams at safety. Sauce Gardner has been playing banged up. They now have Quincy Williams on IR. So ultimately, you give Mike McDaniel 10 days to prepare for 11 days to prepare for a Jets defense that has really, really struggled. I like the opportunity for Miami to score. I wish I could lay the points with Miami. The only problem is defensive side of the ball. I'm not so sure there, especially at the cornerback position. But I do believe the Dolphins will be able to move it on this defense. So Miami team total over for me is a good look.
And speaking about this game, it's like – everybody wants to bet Monday night because it's Monday night and it's the only game on. Do you two 0-3 teams?
I think there's two this Monday, by the way. Just yeah, FYI.
Do you have to bet, like, because you're, you know, everybody wants to bet on it, so you need something to give them.
So for me personally, Crowder, I'm a volume bettor. I'll try to look for as many different ways to bet a game as possible. Doesn't mean I won't force a play on the side or total if I don't have to. But I can find probably four or five props every single game of the NFL that I think are worth betting in some capacity. So for me, I always got action going on in one way or another. but it doesn't always mean it's the side or total. With the markets we have now, you guys see the offering at Hard Rock where you guys are at. You can bet on pretty much anything. And once you have those types of offerings, it's easy to find stuff. So I will find something for this game no matter what, but not necessarily main side or total.
Speaking of prop bets, have you been tailing me on the Tua rushing overs?
I can't say that I have.
Because you're missing out on free money. I mean, I'll give you another one. Baker Mayfield rushing overs all season long, man.
So Baker, I hit a nice live alternate over a couple weeks ago when they played Houston. But the problem is, Mark, you forget all the losers you've texted me over the years as well. It's like, yeah, Rob, have you tailed me on this one? It's like, yeah, but I'm not just going to selectively tail this and that. I mean, you were texting me like a Marlins player to get a home run every single day. I think the guy went on the coldest streak of his life, got sent to the minors. So, yeah.
That's my frame picture of Matt Mervis in all three of his incarnations this season. Of course, as a Marlin, a Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and a Reno Ace. Never do the show without my Lord and Savior, Matt Mervis, staring at me. Sorry, Matt. Sorry for what Rob said. I'm sorry. What was I saying? So you're not betting the Tua rushing overs?
I haven't been tailing. And you know what? I feel like the minute I try to get on that bandwagon, it's going to be done for anyways. I'll curse it. So I'll just let you have your thing, Mark. You can collect the money for those, and, you know, that's it.
Now, I was saying a few segments ago, I was getting Crowder and Solana to guess what they thought the line was for Buffalo hosting New Orleans. And I think Crowder guessed 9. I think Solana may have guessed 11. And I'm very curious because I know you love points. And this is week 4 of the NFL. Bills are giving the Saints 16 points.
Yeah. It's, in my opinion, it is too many. I make the game closer to 14 than 16. If this was any team but the Saints, I would be strongly considering playing against Buffalo this week. The injury report for them, again, is not very good. Last week, Thursday Night Football, they were missing Ed Oliver. They were missing Matt Milano. Those are key losses on the defense. But now their right tackle, Spencer Brown, hasn't practiced all week. It's a team that has some really serious injuries. The problem is that they're playing what I call an unserious football team in the New Orleans Saints, right? I don't like these big spread games from a side perspective. I think you get a lot of just random crazy stuff that happens at the end of the game. Buffalo could be up 28. They pull the starters. You know, you get back doors, all sorts of that type of stuff. So I tend to avoid these. One angle, though, I've always liked in these types of games, and the market has slowly started to catch up to this, is betting the backup running back on the team that's favored by a lot. So in Buffalo's case, you'd have to pick between Ray Davis or Ty Johnson to score the last touchdown of the game. Usually you'll get some pretty good prices on that, but the spread is 16. There's a high likelihood there's a blowout. And if there is, you're not going to see James Cook in on the final possessions here. You probably see Ray Davis or Ty Johnson. I don't know who it's going to be because they rotate through those guys quite a bit, but that's an angle that I like to play in these big spread games.
That's an interesting one. How about the other AFC East game? Because we've had the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bills there. The New England Patriots, they play what I consider to be another terrible team, although Crowder and Solana take issue with me. Patriots are 5-point favorites over the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, so I think there's a few things you can do here. I actually agree with you, Mark. I think the Panthers are terrible. They win 30-0 last week. Things kind of spiraled for Atlanta early in that game. They missed 2 field goals on the first 2 possessions that they had. Carolina scored on a pick 6 coming right out of the half. They made it 17-0. Listen, it's the NFL. I mean, Crowder's played in it. The ups and downs on a weekly basis are crazy. And I thought Michael Penix was horrible last week, but I wouldn't expect that from the Panthers defense for the rest of the year. They had a historically bad defense last year, and I think they have a lot of holes. New England, on the other hand, incredibly unlucky to lose to Pittsburgh. I mean, they had 5 turnovers. They fumbled inside the 5-yard line twice in that game, 3 red zone turnovers. Like, I don't know how the Steelers pull out the voodoo in all these games. They find a way to get it done. But to me, I think the Patriots are underrated and the Panthers are overrated. You look at Bryce Young last week, 4.1 yards per play for the Panthers offense against the Falcons defense. They have not been able to put any offense together. They struggled against Jacksonville week 1. Week 2, they were getting smoked by Arizona. They didn't do anything till they were down 27-3 and they mounted a late comeback. So I think the price on New England is a little bit short. If you don't trust New England as a favorite, Panthers team total under would be the way that I would play it.
All right. Yeah, I'd put that Atlanta game more on Atlanta than I did Carolina. I'm kind of with you there. I thought just Atlanta put up one of the biggest stinkers that an NFL team will ever put up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Carolina right now has a sneaky edge that is on special teams. Two teams in the league do, Panthers and Rams. They figured out how to kick these knuckleballs, and the receiver doesn't know what's going on in these situations. But I actually did hear Vrabel talking about this yesterday, where he talked about how he's been watching all the Carolina special teams tape because he wants to figure out the return game against them. So at least I know they're aware of it now, but that's kind of been a little sneaky thing that's been happening. Other than that, I just don't know where the Panthers have any edge here. I could see this one being a blowout.
Rob, what about like the Colts 3-0, the Chiefs 1-2, the Ravens 1-2, all like the numbers we didn't think were going to be there being there? Does it change your mind at all about the teams that were supposed to be bad that are good or supposed to be good that don't have the best record?
Not quite yet. I think once you start to get to like 5 or 6 games for each team, you can make more, you can jump to those conclusions a bit more. I mean, if we go back to last year, after 3 weeks, I think everyone thought the Saints were going to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC. They're like, oh my God, the Saints offense, Clint Kubiak fixed that. Dave Carr looks amazing. And then they fell off a cliff. That's not to say these teams can't be good. Like, I am optimistic about the Colts. I think they're running a very modern offense. There's lots of motion. There's play action. They got the running game working, O-lines. I think that could work over the course of the year, but let's see it play out 5, 6 games, more game tape for these other teams to look at. Same with the Ravens. Ravens got bad injuries on defense in the front seven. Like, not having Van Noy, Madubuike as well, they can't stop the run. And teams are going to try to exploit that as much as possible. Detroit just did. But at full health, I think the Ravens are probably the best roster in the NFL. So I like to pump the brakes in the early going. Give it a few more games here, and then we'll truly start to see which teams are the cream of the crop and which teams are getting lucky.
Give us a bet that you love for this weekend. Give us something that this one can't lose. Bet the mortgage.
Yeah, I'm going to strongly suggest not to do that, even though Mark may. This is an ugly one. I'll go back to, I've given out some ugly ones over the years. I think that fading the team that just played the Cowboys is going to be a good strategy this year, because you got a Bears team who offensively did not look good week 1 and week 2. All of a sudden, Cowboys, they look amazing. And this happened with the Giants the week prior, right? Giants offense, dreadful with Russ. All of a sudden, he plays the Cowboys. He turned it back a decade. He looks like prime Russ. I think the Bears are way overrated coming into this week. I still don't think that's a good team. And their injury report today is pretty much a complete disaster. I mean, they're still down multiple players in the secondary. Their right tackle, Darnell Wright, didn't practice. Grady Jarrett on the defensive line didn't practice. The Raiders, they might stink, but they're fully healthy. They haven't really been able to run the ball to start the year on anyone. The Bears' run defense has been really bad. this is kind of a game where I could see Las Vegas getting it going against a team that's really overrated. So I'm selling on the Bears after last week's game. I don't think they're anywhere near as good as they looked. I think that was just a product of the Cowboys defense being really, really bad.
Any Zion Williamson MVP futures in your account?
Last time we talked Zion on this show, I think you and Crowder would have came to blows if you could have punched each other through the screen. So I'm not gonna go there. Yeah, I'm gonna avoid that one.
All right, fair enough. Kyle Lowry, gonna be an analyst. I saw you paying attention while we were talking about that. That's it's annoying, right?
Well, I think the whole Brady thing is a complete sham in the NFL. Like, how are they allowing that to happen? That's insane to me. And that's another handicap for the Raiders here, by the way. I mean, Brady just had access to the entire Bears team. He's sitting down with Chip Kelly, like, over the... It's crazy to me what's going on with allowing someone who is an owner of a team to have access to players, and then those teams are playing the team that he owns. Like, it's... I don't know how the NFL has allowed that to happen, but... It's no disrespect to Kyle Lowry. I'm a huge Kyle Lowry fan. Always have been, always will be. But, you know, when there's too many conflicts of interest going on in sports right now, and I think these leagues really need to put an end to that, because especially with all the sports betting that's happening, people are looking for someone to blame, and everything is fixed and this and that. I think it just draws too much attention to sports betting.
Since you bring that up, you know, big Kyle Lowry fan, obviously, because of his ties to Toronto. How's the Toronto market covering the Kawhi Leonard thing? We don't have to get into specifics. I know it's a complicated situation, but I just wonder, like, are Toronto fans or maybe the media upset, Rob, at what clearly is, you know, Steve Ballmer taking him away from Toronto with money under the table?
The thing is, I think the Toronto fans have realized at this point that Toronto was actually able to lure him to Toronto by using some of the same practices that Ballmer used to lure him away. So there's like some investigative reporting going on, but apparently this might not have just been a Clippers thing. It might have been a Kawhi thing, where this is what he was asking for, to go to certain places. So it hasn't been met with that much negativity around here, because, I mean, Toronto won an NBA championship with him. So it's like, all right, you know, we're not going to complain about it. But I could see if they hadn't, then it might be been a different story.
You know, it was 7 years ago today that Kawhi did his introductory press conference with the Raptors, where he declared, "I'm a fun guy."
I remember the press conference. I did not remember it was today. I did see yesterday was like the 13th anniversary of the Fail Mary, which was...
Oh, I saw that too.
Like the
that
worst betting beat of my entire life.
So you had the other side.
Oh, yeah. I had a Packers in that game, and I'll never forget Pete Carroll standing next to the replacement ref as he was announcing it. And he's like, you know, I've hated Pete Carroll since that day. It's nothing he's ever done. It's from a pure betting perspective. But yeah, that was, I like looking back at these sports anniversaries. I like reminiscing on them and like where I was in the moment that those things happened. So yeah, pretty cool.
Do you
remember
where you were when Kawhi Leonard declared, "I'm a fun guy"?
I remember how big it became. The meme world like took off with it. But I don't remember watching the presser, so no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody that's a fun guy has to say, "I'm a fun guy"?
Remember, it was the laugh. It was the...
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
It is, yeah. Laugh that haunts Ballmer's dreams. Rob Pizzola, he is a professional sports bettor from Canada, Toronto, if you couldn't figure that out. He's the founder of the Hammer Betting Network. Catch him hosting Forward Progress on YouTube. And make sure you follow Rob Pizzola on Twitter, @RobPizzola. Thank you, as always, for being generous with your time.
All right, guys, go Dolphins this week.
Yes, sir.
There you go. I'm down with that. Oh, I should probably recap what he told us. He likes the Dolphins team total over. I happen to like that bet. Team total over. He likes kind of digs the Baker Mayfield rushing over that I suggested and the Tua rushing over. Even though
don't tell him anything that you like.
Not putting words into your mouth, Rob. But I'm just saying, he kind of gave tacit approval to those quarterback rushing overs. He likes Ray Davis or Ty Johnson to score the final touchdown. A little prop fun in that Bills game. I like that. Mm-hmm. He likes New England laying the points over Carolina, and he likes the Raiders laying the points against Ben Johnson and the Bears. Thank you again, Rob.
All right, guys, take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.